And this is the show about love, sex, gossip, whatever you really want to hear about, really, whatever interests you. No boring, you know, political crap, stuff like that. I have got the hottest news from around the world, from celebrities. I've got who's in jail, who's doing who, who's breaking someone's heart, who's cheating on who. And today I have very special guests. I mean, you know, I always have my guests, Miles Carrillo and Ryan McIntosh, of course. But today I'm going to have them, and we're going to talk about the levels of love. That's something that Ryan is going to be talking about, and we're going to discuss it. But also, I'm going to have Mark Lewis in, who was last year's ASDU president. They're all on the men's basketball team, all very outspoken, very funny guys. So they will be talking to us today, tonight, about the levels of love. We'll be talking about relationships, sex. They said they wanted to grill me, but I'm going to do most of the grilling. But until then, I have some celebrity news. Lindsay Lohan, biggest person on breaking news recently. She went to court, saw Judge Stephanie Saunter to answer for some of her serious violations. And Judge Saunter, Ryan, Miles, and Mark are in my studio right now. They're coming in. Okay, well, I'm going to do some celebrity news really quick so we can get to the levels of love. But so Lindsay Lohan, biggest person on the news. Judge Stephanie Saunter gave her no sympathy at all and, you know, said, we don't care who you are. We don't care who you are. You don't get any sympathy with the court, and you have to go to all your probations, because she broke probation. And then she said, I didn't even know that you were a celebrity. So basically, she went free. Lindsay Lohan went free for this court date, but she has a November court date, which could determine if she goes to jail. They're thinking she's going to get 1 to 2 years in jail, and she's not complying with all the conditions except the sentence. And that's what the judge said. So they're thinking that, you know, November 2nd is definitely a harsh court date for Lindsay Lohan. She's probably going to get more than a year in prison, but she did it to herself. Next. Oh my God. I can't even focus right now. I have three male basketball players with their shirts off in the studio. Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy was arrested for having 5 ounces of weed, $46,000 in cash, and a gun in his SUV. He swears he's innocent, but he went to jail this past week, but he got out on a $10,000 bond, and he will be seeing his court sentence soon. Last week, Shia LaBeouf was punched in the head repeatedly at a bar, attacked by a man in Vancouver. He got his ass kicked, and his face was, you know, all messed up. He has bruises. He has a black eye.
It sounds like he wasn't too
LaBeouf. You weren't on the air. Mark just said it sounds like he wasn't too LaBeouf. I thought it was a funny joke. And last, I'm going to talk about, for a quick celebrity gossip, Rihanna, her We Found Love video, music video, just came out. And in the music video, there is a man who is a British boxer and model who looks exactly like Chris Brown. And in the video, I watched it. It was, you know, pushed to the limit of a dysfunctional relationship. They got in fights. They were yelling at each other. They were doing drugs together. And it's very controversial. People have a lot of problems with it because it resembled Chris Brown so much. But, you know, Rihanna always has those kinds of videos. People are talking about him. But, yeah. All right, so I want to go to a quick song break, and then I have the three boys on the air. I have Ryan, Mark, and Miles. Ryan is going to discuss the levels of love, and well, we're all going to discuss the levels of love. So hold on, let me Go ahead, say something.
I wrote them.
Okay. You're back off. Ryan wrote the levels of love, so we're going to talk about those. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu.
This blindfold, let me see again. And bring back the water, let your ships roll in. And my heart, she left a hole. The tightrope that I'm walking just sways and ties. The devil as he's talking with those angels' eyes. And I just wanna be there when the lightning strikes and the saints go marching in. And sing slow it down through chaos as it swirls. It's us against the world. Like a river to a raindrop, I lost a friend. My drunken as a Daniel in a lion's den. And tonight I know it all has to begin again. So whatever you do, don't let go. And if we could float away, fly up to the surface and just start again. And lift off before trouble just erodes us in the rain. Just in the rain, just erodes us and see roses in the rain. Say slow it down slow. Us against the world, through chaos as it swirls, and us against the world.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. Talk, everyone talk.
Yo, yo.
That's Ryan. Say hi, Miles. Say hi. Is this mic on? Let me hold on. Check it. Go ahead. Is go
this,
ahead.
Is this mic doesn't sound like it's on.
It's on.
It's on. I'm glad to be here in between the Loose Lips again.
Go ahead,
Miles. You didn't introduce yourself.
This is Mark Lewis.
Mark Lewis.
AKA
MC Blackbeard's Delight.
MC Blackbeard's Delight. Who else do we have? Miles, what's your
name? I don't have a code name. I'm just going with straight Miles tonight.
Miles, Ryan, what's yours?
DJ Rafi Brown.
Rafi Brown. Rafi Brown. Okay. Thank you.
That was dope.
So Ryan, right now, we've been talking about you know, for the past two shows or so, the levels of love.
Well, I just want to say that in the process of being interested in a girl and dating and whatever, you just go through different levels, right? I mean, there, and then we call these levels the levels of love. And I set up a very intricate, detailed, and just exquisite list of things that you have to go through in order to get to the final stage, which is obviously you loving another person. So whenever you're ready, we can start off with levels of love, and Mark and Miles are going to give personal testimonies about, you know, their experiences with this.
I'm ready to do this. I've been waiting for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, this has been pending for a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I've been ready.
Yeah,
so
that's what I've heard.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go. Go ahead. Level one.
Level one is, and I think, Mark, you know this best, is the creeper stage / pursuit stage.
I think I'm most familiar with this is because I don't advance past this level. I stay here with, you know, a whole bunch of girls, and it kind of dies out at level one.
This happens when you are initially physically attracted to a girl. You see her. Maybe she goes to the same school, but you don't know her name, but you know her friends. You always end up at random places at the same time she's at, and you're kind of always in the background, but you never really actually speak to her. Miles, you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I've never been in that kind of situation. I don't creep. I just kind of skip to step two.
Do you ever Facebook stalk, though?
Facebook stalk? That's common.
That's
creepy.
It's not
Facebook creep. Stalking.
Wouldn't,
that's
that, wouldn't that be under level one, Facebook creeping?
Yep. It definitely is very, very creepy.
I did one time, was very interested in a girl, and all I knew was her first name. And the creepiest thing I did was I asked my roommates, does Facebook have an advanced search? Where I was like, can you look up by county or school or your blood type or social security numbers, all the information
blood
I could
blood type.
You know, hair
maybe
samples.
FAFSA, possibly. FAFSA. Yeah, is that it?
You just, yeah. It that was my story.
Did it ever go past?
What do you think?
Did you find her?
No, I did not.
Oh, all right. Sorry to hear that.
After the creepy stage where you're pursuing them, then it moves on. You actually find her. You get to know her just a little bit. And then there's the awkward getting her number stage where you don't really know how to go about asking for her number because you don't know if she's has reciprocated that interest in you. But you're obviously very interested in her and you don't want to play it as if you've been preying on her for the past month and a half or however long it's been.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead, Miles. How do you get girls' numbers? Do you just go up and ask them? What are different ways?
There's not very many different ways. Pretty much it just comes down to saying, hey, can I have your number? You can do that in a variety of ways, though. One being you can go to one of her friends, get her number.
That throws
from
you
them.
Back to level one, though.
It does put you back a step. It does put you back a step, but it's very efficient. And if you don't have balls, that's a step for you. And there's a couple other stages. You could go on Facebook, Messenger, say, hey, what's up? You know, like, hey, I think you're cool. I want to get to know you better. Let's go hang out sometime.
I feel like you got to be pretty confident to Facebook message somebody.
No. See, I think the exact opposite.
That doesn't take as much balls as going up to ask someone.
I think you lack confidence. And if you really want to talk to a girl, she wants a confident man that'll go up and talk to her and ask her for a
number.
Exactly.
But what if you're in the situation as like you can't really, like you don't know her schedule, you don't see her all the time. How would you come into contact with her? And then in that one instance you see her, how do you ask for her number?
You got to go back to step one, the creepy phase. You got to really know her schedule and act like you don't know.
Exactly.
You got to act like you don't know.
You got to be really, really creepy.
You just got to be like, that's really weird that you're here when I'm here and that I just got your number and everything's working out really, really weirdly. I don't know. It's like we're meant to be or something.
Destiny, but not.
Yeah. And then you learn, I didn't know you were going to be there. Yeah. You play it off and it's like.
Created destiny.
Yep. Slide fate. Pull out fate. That's Ace of Spades. After you get her number,
I liked it.
Did you like
I liked
it.
It all right, yeah.
Because then you're like, oh, it was meant to be, and then she, oh my God, you, and then you
she'll
know.
Believe all that.
Okay,
so she definitely tricked her.
then take notes.
You move on. After that, you start texting and talking, and you move on to the nighttime smiley stage, which is a very, very important stage. Is nighttime smileys don't have to actually come at night. You can get a nighttime smiley throughout the day. But a nighttime.
Wait, explain that. How do you get a nighttime smiley?
I'm
going to
explain that, but
the
then you rudely interrupted
before,
me.
Is that before a nap?
No, not actually. Nighttime smiley is when you get a smiley face or a nice text and you end up actually smiling when you're reading that. And so someone might catch you and, you know, oh, who texted you? And you find out that is your lover or soon to be. So nighttime smileys typically come at night with a good night.
So is it just a smiley? Or is there a sentence and then a smiley? I mean,
like, I hope you sleep well. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Or like, hey, what's up, smiley? Or is it just smiley?
No,
in a text.
I really think you're getting too caught up in the semantics of the text.
I'm just trying to detail it.
More or less, like an example of this would be, hey, I enjoyed seeing you today. Hope you have a good day. Smiley / and or winky face.
The winky face is a whole different thing, though.
Whole different ball game.
Yeah, I know.
We have to talk about the winky face as well.
While we're on the subject.
The winky face is in the levels of lust. That's not in the levels of love.
You're right. I'm getting mixed up.
Well said, Miles.
I know, but I just feel like the nighttime smiley stage, it comes when you start texting late at night and getting into conversation. Whoa. And she ends your night with a good night smiley. Hope you sleep tight, dream sweet kind of deal. So.
That is weird. I don't know if I've ever had that happen, though, after the first time I've texted someone.
Not the first time, Miles, obviously, but we're moving on, progressing.
What?
All right. Well, where's the steps in between? I'm just curious. I think you've got a gray area between steps two and three.
Between the awkward getting your number stage and nighttime smiley stage?
Yeah, because that takes quite a bit of time. I've been through this experience lately. No. And the nighttime smiley phase comes like a good 2 weeks after you get the number.
2 weeks?
No, yeah,
it depends how hard you're pursuing. If you're
I'll knock out nighttime smileys and... I don't know, 5 hours.
You're right. See, Mark's a different guy. He's a different brand of player.
Aggressive.
He's
but
a different breed.
Well, I'm on the slow path of love, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, there's different times. There's times when you don't know if she is interested in you and you don't want to push the boundary and you don't want to overstep a boundary and you don't know if you're still in a friend level.
That's very true.
Or if you're in like a, hey, I'm kind of interested in you level.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Miles is trying to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Miles, you know.
What was that?
What? What?
Moving on, after the nighttime smiley stage, I'm going to assume that you progress in this and you start to maybe hang out even a little bit. And then this is where the immense flirting / intimate hugs in public stage arises.
Is sexting part of your list?
No, sexting. Levels of lust, baby.
What about mexting? Have you heard about this new craze?
Mexting?
Go ahead. It's when you text a Mexican.
that's nothing to do at all.
Nobody.
Well, that was a racist.
I thought
what we're talking about. Nope. Let's get back to the immense flirting / intimate hugs in public stage. Miles, how do you feel about that?
The what? Wait, what?
Immense flirting, where you're flirting intentionally in public, and you're making it noticeable, and / intimate hugs in public when you embrace longer than 3 seconds, as in a time where you see in between classes or after practice or something like that.
I think that's a big step. I think that is kind of after step four. If you master step four in this whole process, I think that's the border between the levels of like into the levels of I really like you. Like,
yeah.
Not love yet.
Yeah, there's
I mean, it's close. Sometimes once I got an intimate hug and I thought it was love, but that turned out really poorly.
Dang. I've had the most intimate hugs, but I was really the you're a really, really good friend hug.
You know, I think it leads, once you start with the sideways hugs and once you get to the full frontal, that's
the full frontal.
The full frontal hugs are.
She double latches the shoulders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you go full frontal cross, though, where one arm's over, one arm's under, you're clearly in the friend zone. She's got to go full under or full over.
Or if she gives the wrap or the pat, the rub.
Oh, the pat.
If she wraps and rubs, mm-hmm. or she wraps and pats.
If she calls you bro.
If she grinds on your leg at the same time, then it's definitely big time.
If she tries to give you a handy while you're hugging in public, you might be into bordering the levels of lust.
If the hug turns into a rub, then we got an issue.
If you're getting rubs and Guzman after classes.
Never.
Not on your way to love.
No. Definitely something else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should talk about the levels of lust.
Nope. We're not.
Because I feel
not,
like
those are much
we're
more
hitting those as well.
Miles is much more familiar with those as well.
He is. After the intimate hugs in public stage / immense flirting, and I got this from high school because it was a big deal in high school, comes the sweatshirt / Letterman's jacket status. Stage.
I remember that stage very vividly.
This is where, you know, I played basketball in high school, and so I would have the girl of my crushing.
Dreams?
No, she wasn't.
Just be honest.
No, not dreams. Just
be honest.
Dreams, okay. The girl of my dreams. Wear my sweatshirt with my name and my number on the back of it so everyone knew that she was cheering for me, especially harder than everyone else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, Mark?
I think that, I mean, that's high school.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just high school.
Yeah, but that also translates to, oh,
That's levels of high school, Ryan. Next step.
We don't do that anymore.
Not in California, right? That might be a Washington thing.
I went through that in high school. I didn't have a Letterman jacket, but I did wear Vans sweatshirts, and she did wear those, and they didn't have my last name on them or anything. No,
but they were yours.
They were mine. They were mine.
Everyone knew.
I wrote my name on the tag on the inside. Everyone knew. She kept the tag hanging out in the back.
I think Mark's a little bitter because he didn't have any girls wear a sweatshirt in high school. Next step.
This might be true.
But he did.
After the sweatshirt status, everyone knows that you're hanging out for sure, and you've been talking. But
it's not FBO yet.
It's not FBO yet. There's two steps in between where we get to FBO, and that is the quote-unquote movie stage / deep talk stage.
My personal favorite stage.
This is one of my favorites.
This is usually the highest stage I get to before I mess it up. This is my high score. But
what is it? Level 6?
Level 6. Is this level 6?
This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 of what?
This is where it ends.
6 of 10.
Six, that's a D. That's
a D. That's a D.
6 of 10, possibly 6 of 11.
It's failing.
No, this is an important stage because this is where you talk about, oh my God, I was with Robbie and he hurt me so much.
And then you go, hey, okay, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You act like you care.
Let's turn on a movie and get your mind off that. Yeah. And you can put our hands
This is the quote-unquote movie stage because you don't actually end up watching the movie. You just spend hours vigorously making out. And that's usually what happens.
This is the mono stage. This is the stage where you go through all the pain, hooking up, and then you reap the benefits afterwards, though. I like this stage.
Yeah. This is not a bad stage.
So you got mono?
So you got mono in high school?
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Mark, any thoughts on this stage?
No. Like Miles said, it's a big fan. I think most people, this is where most people get scared.
This is the make or break stage.
This is the make or break stage.
This is big time. This
is walking the plank.
Because you're getting deep with her. You're figuring out, do I really like her? Do I want to listen to you talk about Lady Gaga for 4 hours?
Yeah.
You know, are you
I don't want to watch Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't. It's just.
That's where I'm going wrong. I think it's the movie choice that I make. I keep telling myself that.
I don't know. All the saws in a row.
No,
with this girl. You got to mix it up. Go with variety.
No. I think it's just the fact that I just watch the movies with a girl. That's why I'm. Where I stop.
Don't
watch
movies that require her to think too deeply, because then you might come into some problems there. Because then you know confusion.
Now here's one I feel guys struggle with. When do you put the arm around her? And if
during
you
movie?
If you don't put the arm around on the first movie, I feel like
you
ruined it.
No, you ruined it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
How do you know a girl wants to have her shoulder wrapped in your arm?
Right. When do you go?
She'll like move her legs closer to you, or like, you know, like move closer to you, put her arms closer to you. Like she'll show signs.
And if she doesn't,
I mean, I would try it. And if you kind of feel like uncomfortable, just move. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
You go refill.
You might
the dip.
As well just go.
Yeah. I gotta
go
get more
hard.
Dip.
You might as well go hard.
I go hard and I just straight up ask, hey, baby, is it okay if I put my shoulder
you go,
around
baby?
You say, hey,
you say baby?
You say, hey, baby?
That's why you're stuck at level 6.
If you
That's
make it casual killer. And as a joke, it kind of makes it easier, because then it's like, ha, yeah, put your arm around me. Let's see what happens. Or they could just be like, no, fuck that.
Not quite sure if that's how it goes, but we'll move on.
This is live radio.
We'll keep pushing.
Welcome back.
After the movie stage where you spend hours tirelessly making out to the point where you lose saliva levels, then you go into dating where we're together, but we're not FBO. But we're definitely not liking anybody else.
So you're exclusive, but you're not boyfriend girlfriend.
Yes.
This is my favorite stage.
Yeah.
My absolute.
This is completely
favorite
gray.
Stage.
This is gray.
You're exclusive, but you don't have to listen to her BS all the time.
all the time.
Are not required.
Yeah. Nope.
But wait. In this stage, is it like completely exclusive to the point that if the girl saw you texting another girl, she could get mad at you?
Yeah, she can. Get
yeah,
mad.
Because vice versa, if I saw her texting another guy, I would be upset.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
However, she's not going to call me in traffic, you know, bored and, you know, lonely. And she's not going to do that.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
That makes sense.
So after you're dating, you become Facebook official / display picture. This is when people get really,
display picture.
Yeah, this is when people get really, really excited about being in a relationship, because they probably were single for a long time or they're whores. And they like...
Or whores.
Yeah, they like changing their display picture to them and their newfound cuddy buddy.
Their trophy.
Face to face. Like, mm-hmm. oh, look what I got. I got love. And then there's like 35 pictures of them in the same room.
Doing no. My favorite is when they have the album. Yes. All dedicated.
Yes, it's just arrow and then a three for a heart.
All right, people who own cameras, it doesn't make you a photographer. This is kind of a Facebook pet peeve of mine. Just because you own a camera and you know how to use the black and white setting on it, it doesn't make you a photographer.
Do you like the photography albums?
No,
like people do that.
Piss off. You're not anybody.
Like there's a picture of like the sky.
Yeah, classic. You know, no one's seen that before.
The sky. I get mad when people put really, really long quotes or motivational sayings underneath a picture that doesn't motivate me or inspire me to do anything.
It's a picture of themselves smiling.
Statuses like in general. People value their own opinion too much. No one cares you went to Chipotle twice this week.
And they value it so much that if you comment or like on it, then...
It pumps them up.
After that comes to the We Are Never Apart stage, parentheses, we come in pairs. And that's
Connor
when
and Steph.
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know them like
Connor you. Doesn't. They don't come in pairs. They come in like a 1.5 kind of package. I don't know.
Well,
it
would be a pair because Connor's so tall and Steph is so short.
Yeah,
they
look like an
evens
L.
Evens out.
Yeah,
they look like I have two bars of reception.
That's a good one. I have low reception there.
No, they're great. I love them. But it's just like. Yeah, we know you're dating your FBO display picture, and now we see you everywhere together. Please don't kiss each other all the time.
Stephanie,
public.
No girls are trying to take Connor from you. You know, let's just put this out there.
Mm-hmm. That was a low blow to our
Connor,
I love you, Connor. You're a good looking guy.
I agree.
I love you, Steph.
After that,
Steph, not so much.
After that, after that is the I, and I put this especially because we don't really know if we love people or not. I infatuate/love you stage, where that becomes very, very public.
Does this mean that we are saying I love you to each other?
Yeah. Never. The answer is never.
No. At what time is it appropriate for the guy to say I love you?
When she says I love you first?
No. Don't you? I mean, girls always think that the guy should say
first. First off, it's nerve-wracking to throw I love you out there. That's a bigger step than putting your arm around her on the couch like we were discussing before. Because if you say I love you and she doesn't full-on is excited and say I love you back, I mean, she doesn't. And then you just feel like an idiot.
But you know that she's going to say it back. I mean, most of the time she's going to say it back just because she's like, oh, shit.
It's rough. I mean, you're putting yourself out there.
How long do you think it typically should take for some couple to reach the I love you?
Well, have you ever said I love you to a girl?
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you took her out for frozen yogurt? Let's say that.
When's last what?
That nothing to do with anything. But
wait, what?
No, when's when you said I love you to a girl, how long did it take you?
I'm about 3 months.
Yeah,
maybe.
It wasn't
that's heartfelt, like though. The more that I think back on it, it's just kind of one of those things that you want to say because, like, you're in the relationship and it's like hitting a lull after 3 months where it's just like, we're hooking up. Like, let's have some new spark in this relationship.
Let's love each other.
Love each other. That gives us another thing to say to each other when there's dull, awkwardest moments.
I heard
of
my parents say this the other day, and this thing about I love you, and so I just thought to implement that in our relationship and see where it takes us.
It sounds good. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah. It makes you want to have sex with me now. You know,
after you have sex, you guys can say I love you. It's something new. That's
didn't
nice.
See that coming.
Or during.
Or during.
It's better than make me a sandwich or
true.
ouch, you're on my hair.
Or my arm's falling asleep. Yeah. Please move your 8-pound head.
Yeah.
The awkward arm. I just.
Yeah.
It's girls just don't understand the awkward arm.
The stank arm has no circulation from the shoulder to the wrist.
I hate it. I hate snuggling. Yep. I have a 5-minute snuggle span.
My hand's turning blue. I really want to turn over and fall asleep. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
So those are the levels working up to.
Do you ever just let the girl sleep on top of you? Because I feel like that.
Like a turtle?
Like a blanket. Yeah.
Just the pancake cuddle. It's very efficient. No pain.
You ever done the pancake
cuddle? How small is
this
girl?
You can even lay on your stomach and she can lay on hers. So it's just like. So it's like you're her bed. You get the best of both worlds. You get the bed and you get her.
It's comfortable.
Can't say that I've done that.
Nope.
And try it.
I've done that. It gets sweaty if it's summer.
So do we have a song coming? Because we have the basics of breakup, which is huge.
which is essential. Which comes next.
Which comes next.
I mean, so. I kind of want to talk about the levels of lust, too.
Oh, we can go over that as well.
It's a short list. It's basically.
Typical loose lips? Is that what you just said?
Typical loose lips.
I'm sorry. But so we are going to go to a quick song break, and then we'll talk about the levels of lust and the stages of breakup. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu.
Stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. Sing along to my stereo.
Two class heroes, baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And no, my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo. If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. So listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio. Turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo. So hard to find. Like, yeah, nigga, what I stay blazed like, bro, this
they could. If I ever saw one black dynamite, then they'd have a reason to say why they never liked them. Ain't no need to seek it, I am content. Dream like content, so unconscious. Just me and my conscience. I'm running with the my things, living to do my things. Cut it.
Welcome back to Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky. We are going to be talking about the levels of breakup now.
Basics of breakup.
Or the basics of breakup. Hold so on, we have...
I have a quick question before we begin this topic. I was just wondering, Mary-Kate, have you been broken up with more... Or have you broken up with someone more than someone's broken up with you?
Have I broken up with someone more than someone's broken up with me?
Yeah.
I've been broken up with...
Let me just make a guess. Can I make a guess first? How about we all, how about we go around?
Over unders.
Let's do the rose to Mary Kay. Is that what you're trying to get at? Go ahead.
First number is how many times someone's broken up with you. And the second number is how many times I think you've broken up with someone. We'll go around. We'll go Ryan, Mark, and mine. Okay.
Let's hear it, Ryan.
What do you think?
How many times do you think someone's broken up with me?
And Mary Kay, you cannot lie right now.
Nope.
Does the same person count? Can they break up with you twice?
No. We're talking about one guy. How did it end?
4-2.
4-2? Wow, that's assuming she had six boyfriends.
3-2.
3-2.
It's still five. That's a lot of boyfriends. Look at, have you seen Mary Kate?
What?
Okay, Mark, go.
What?
I know she's
I'm going to go 2-2. No, 2-2 on this
I
one.
I hate you.
You're going 2-2? I think I'm going to go 3-1.
3-1. There you go. And the results are?
The first one is how many guys have broken up with me?
Yeah.
I said 3-2.
It's... 1-3.
1-3. Hey. You're the dumper. Yeah. You're the dumper. Now let me ask you: do you pull the DNR?
How ugly are the guys?
Miles.
Come on, man.
He's so mean to me.
So mean, Miles. Show Loose Lips some respect.
He's such a jerk.
Now the DNR is the dump and regret, which I'm notorious for this. You know,
the quick rebuttal.
You dump the person, and then you know you feel liberated, and then like 5 seconds later, you feel like you just jumped off a cliff with no parachute, and you feel like an idiot, and you'll never find someone like that again.
There was only one of those.
There was one DNR.
Yeah. And well.
And did you relapse? Did you have a quick rebuttal, as Ryan puts it?
Yeah, yeah.
Quick rebuttal?
Mm-hmm.
As in like talking again?
Or, you know, yeah, yeah.
Talking / hooking up.
Well, no. We didn't hook up at all after. But we did talk. We did talk a lot after because it was a 2-year thing.
That just sounds like a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
It was a lot of feelings.
Sounds like a lot of frustration on his part.
No, it was a 2-year thing, and it was a breakup that had to happen. I had to break up with him. It was just a really messed up situation.
Did your parents have an arranged marriage for you, and he wasn't the one?
No. It was just a really messed up situation, and I had to break up with him. But we did talk after because it sucked.
Elaborate on the situation. I want to know. I feel like something criminal happened here.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean.
Oh, wow.
He was a drug dealer.
No. Well,
you were a drug dealer.
One, he cheated on me.
Okay.
Two, he stole from me.
Your heart?
No, he stole money from me.
Well, then doesn't sound like your boyfriend.
Where are your priorities?
I mean, I didn't even know. I didn't even know.
You didn't know the kind of guy he was?
Well, I was blinded
by love.
I was blinded by love.
Yeah, that sounds like you just
I was an idiot.
Sounds like love doesn't blind me from the thieves and the cheaters.
Sounds
like you're blinded by the sweatshirt phase for some reason.
Yeah.
No, I never thought it was him and whatever.
Keep going. So
What?
That just happened. He just cheated on you and stole from you and then that was it?
Well, yeah. I
think that's enough.
Yeah. I mean, I found out all in one day I found out all of his lies, everything, and...
How'd you find that out?
Facebook. Well,
so you wrote it on your wall.
Facebook.
Do you want me to go into detail about this?
Your best friend texted you.
Yeah, go ahead.
One to two sentences.
Yeah.
You're the short. Well, do you really want me to tell you what happened or what?
Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't want to hear you talk.
Like, I want to see the summary. Just give me a brief summary.
Okay, brief summary.
Cliff notes.
Stole from me and my family. Tried to.
My family and I.
Thank you.
My family and me.
Yeah, it is my family and me.
My family and me. And tried to write a check. And he tried to forge a check. And the bank caught it.
He didn't tell us he was an idiot.
He's an idiot.
It's impressive.
And then I, you know, found out about that from the bank. And then I was talking to one of his friends. And I found out about the other girl. All in one day.
I want to know, what did your dad say when he found out that someone was trying to steal his money?
He was pissed.
Yeah, wouldn't doubt it.
Pissed, yeah.
Okay, the basics of breakup. Mark, let's talk about this. Miles, this starts off with we run out of conversation stage and you just stop really talking about
things. We're talking about when we're breaking up with a girl.
Just how it comes about to not being together.
The awkward day where you don't get the text from her. You don't see her in all her normal spots that she knows that you creep on her at. Yep. And then you are just dreading that text that says, hey, let's talk.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And this is when you know you really don't like somebody, that you like them for their looks or other things, because like you want someone that you can talk to about anything, and you realize you've talked about shoes for, you know, 6 months now and really shallow things.
We've watched every movie, prior to 2005.
We've watched Marley and Me 20 times.
Yeah,
that's a great movie.
You know, Jerker.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days has been played out.
That's a great movie, too. Yeah, so you get over the Notebook. I'm tired of Matthew
McConaughey.
Yeah, he got what a
Well, The Notebook, Titanic.
Yeah, I'm done with it. And then that's when you haven't seen that. That's when you move on to the real movie stage, and that's when you actually start watching the movies because they're more interesting than the person you're hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you quickly go to the I'm busy when you're really not, and you start being a lot more productive and efficient with your time, like actually doing your homework and going to sleep before 1:30 in the morning.
I think these levels come after or are a direct effect of the levels of lust, because if you really like someone
that's a good point.
If you really like someone that much, you wouldn't have to go through all this awkward stuff. You just straight up talk to them, and you know, you could sort it out. If it's not meant to be, then I mean, you don't really have these awkward situations.
That never works. No one has a clean breakup. Like,
never.
Like, you don't like me anymore. I don't like you anymore. It was fun. See you later.
High five and move on.
Eighth grade, that's how it went, though.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you at lunch 2 days in a row. when else are we supposed to see each other? Bye.
When else are we supposed to see?
I don't know where your locker is. I just can't go anywhere after school.
Activity bus shows up before 30 miles. That's like you don't track.
I only have 100 texts a month.
Yeah.
I used them all up in the first 2 hours we were dating.
So I didn't have a phone in eighth grade. Moving on to the attraction of others increases. You start seeing other people.
Even worse, the attraction of her friends starts increasing. Because those are the girls you hang out with most next to her.
And you don't even mind flirting with her friends in front of her because you guys are just being friends. You're the cool boyfriend. Cool. Yeah, you're the cool boyfriend.
You're the cool boyfriend who wants to hook up with all her friends.
Immediately after that, Mark, immediately after that is the quote-unquote, we need to talk. And that's the dumb.
That's the most disheartening text you can ever read.
Yeah, because you don't.
Well, it depends if you're giving it or you're receiving it.
Well, both ways, because you don't.
Don't turn that into sexual. Giving it, huh?
Shout out to Loose Lips.
Shut up.
DJ getting lucky.
DJ.
Hey. You know, because neither of you really, really actually want to talk about it, you know?
I feel like if I wanted to break up with someone that I didn't like, I would be stoked out of my mind to talk about it. That's just something you look forward to.
Normally you don't date people that you just don't like.
That's true. That would make you an idiot.
I got freshman year of high school, I went through that kind of situation that I was talking to my guy friends like, this is what I'm going to say. Get this, you know, like
your relationships for those, you know, Miles is not the most mature, but Your two relationship story has been from eighth grade and freshman year. Like, where's your credibility?
those are the
check your
those. Those are both prior to puberty.
Look at your stats. Did you have armpit hair?
Yeah, no. Your testes were still in your tummy.
Did you use tongue when you kissed yet?
I don't know. Yeah. I just, all right.
You didn't have your permit.
Were you allowed out past 9 o'clock, or did you still have to call your mom and make sure?
The street lights were on.
I suck.
All right. After that, then you have a huge falling out breakup, followed by, in most cases, about 78% of the time, is a quick rebuttal. Mark, you want to elaborate on that?
No.
Yes. Yeah,
because that's usually what you do.
No. I'm
the king of the quick rebuttal.
I'm not the king of the quick rebuttal, but I do know something about it.
Can you explain the quick rebuttal?
The quick rebuttal is when you are having intimate moments with your girlfriend, and then you guys break up, and you clearly don't like each other, or it's not healthy for you guys to be there anymore, but you miss those intimate moments, so you guys do a emotionless, which normally doesn't work out and ends violently, but a quick sesh, because you guys miss it. It's a chemistry thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
More physical than emotional.
More physical than emotional. I'd say 90-10.
90% of the time. 90% of the time, it's full of lies too. You're always telling yourself, "I missed you so much. I only want to be with you."
Mm-hmm.
And right after, it's like, anything that was just said, don't.
Please disregard all of what just happened.
That was my
talking. Well, how many times do you? What is it?
Relapse.
Yeah. How many times?
Like a drug.
However many times one night can get you, I guess, probably.
Normally, alcohol is involved, and it goes until someone.
I don't know about that. I think there's always one guaranteed sober, and then alcohol, it can be a limited amount of rebuttals after that.
Well, I feel like since, you know, after the breakup, it's usually pretty awkward.
Agreed.
And I feel like alcohol definitely gets rid of that awkwardness, because you have that liquid courage to go up to each other and say what you've really been thinking.
I've been missing you so much.
Is that how you sound when you're drunk, Miles?
No.
Okay.
Miles doesn't drink.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. What else do we want to talk about tonight, Mark? We want to talk about girls making mistakes that they don't want to be held accountable for, and or guys. This recently happened, you know, at an extracurricular shenanigan that
we'll say the Blue House.
We'll say, we're not going to identify which house it happened at. The Blue House.
Wasn't it the Conlin House?
No, Miles. The Conlin is the gym here. The Blue House, there was a guy who might have or might have not hooked up with a girl that he may or may not have regretted ever hooking up with. He wanted to blame his hooking up on the alcohol.
I'm unclear as to what we're talking about here. Okay, I think I understand now.
Yeah.
But that's understandable, though, because, I mean, coming from, if I was in his shoes, I the girl is very attractive. It was dark, which makes her more attractive.
Yeah, dark takes her up a point.
Yeah.
If it's dark.
There's a lot of peer pressure going on, I believe, that people were kind of...
cheering him on?
Yeah. Kind of like, go, so-and-so, do your thing. And I think he gave into that. He fell into the peer pressure. Unfortunately, it bit him, because the next couple of days he was receiving lots of... hate mail. He had a couple death threats from her boyfriend, and
well, it just goes to show, like, if you don't want to do something that you don't want to be made fun of for, you probably shouldn't do it in the first place. I hate when girls say, "Oh my gosh, that's totes not me. Don't judge me."
Soup oxich,
bro.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge me. If you don't want to be looked at in a way that would be negative,
well, like if a girl's it's happened, like, you know, grinding up super slutty on four dudes, yes, and then looks at you because you're nice to her in your ceramics class and you're a sweet guy,
yeah,
and she looks at you and goes, "Oh my god, don't judge me,
it's just not me."
Don't do something. If you're saying don't judge, you're obviously self-conscious and you know what you're doing is
exactly
wrong.
That implies that you've done something wrong.
Exactly.
Because I'm never gonna see Mark helping, I mean, if I see Mark helping an old lady across the street, Mark's not gonna stop me and say, "Hey Ryan, this is not me. Don't judge me. Don't judge me, bro. I'm not a nice guy.
I'm doing something great."
Yeah. Please don't look at me in that light. But if I see Mark getting smammered at a party and bumping uglies, he'll probably more than likely say, "Hey, that's not me, bro." So don't do things you don't want to be held accountable for. don't say don't judge me, because we judge you when you do great things. And we
do girls say that a lot?
Oh my gosh. Here's a big one I like. Don't talk about me behind my back. Now, we talk about everyone behind their back. If Miles left the room right now, we would all talk about him, and we would probably say that Miles, he's a funny guy. We like him out, because it's the truth, and we do. If he was
That's talking behind his back.
But if he's being a jerk, leaves, we say, man, that guy's a total jerk. And then he comes back. I heard you were talking about him behind my back. Yeah, because you're a jerk. It's just people are gonna talk about you behind your back.
Exactly. Every time I want to say something about you, I shouldn't have to call you.
But no one ever complains. Freeway. I heard you were saying really nice things about me behind my back. Don't talk about my
exactly. You know, yeah. Exactly. And that just kind of just goes to show, like, it transitions to, like, if you're the kind of person, I play basketball and I'm a basketball player, so people associate me with the game of basketball. Like, oh, that guy, he's a basketball player. He does basketball things. If you're a girl who happens to do, you know, promiscuous things, and you happen to be just a little slutty, you know,
honestly,
yeah, I'm just saying, if you show up to the anything but clothes party and don't wear anything, you know, don't, just because you don't want to be a slut doesn't make you not a slut. Just because you don't want to be something doesn't make you not it. If I didn't want to be a basketball player, but I played basketball all the time, people would associate that with me. If you do slutty things all the time, people can associate you being kind of a trick.
Have you ever heard of the girls that blame their sluttiness on different things? You know, like, it's because this one guy hurt me.
Blame their fatness on medication.
Or because they have some kind of injury. Oh my gosh, my back hurts. I can't exercise for the next 13 years.
Okay. For those of you who know, we had a teammate last year, Mike Wells. And he just got fat his senior year, and he was running up and down the court, and he was like coughing and wheezing and was short of breath. Goes to the doctor and gets an inhaler for athletically induced asthma. Like, you're a fat ass. Like, you run. He's like, oh, he actually went in and told the doctor, oh yeah, I run up and down the court, and then I start breathing heavy, and I start wheezing. I'm like, yeah, Mike, you're fat and out of shape. He has an inhaler and sits out of practice. It bugged me so much.
That's impressive. But yeah.
So girls blaming their sluttiness on, oh, well, this guy hurt me, and ever since then
I can't trust the guy.
Yeah. Stuff like that. When girls say, I can't trust anyone, or I've had problems with my family.
I put it this way. I've never met a girl who's been like, you know what? Yeah, I'm a slut. That's just how I am. I'm a hoe. I'm a trick. I just put it out there.
I feel like there's some girls at this school that would say that.
Oh, I haven't met them.
You probably have.
Well, maybe I didn't. That's not what they said to me.
What did they say to you?
I don't know, because I don't know if they were or not.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, I think that, I don't know. I don't know what to say about sluts. There's a lot of them.
And do you have any good friends that might be?
I have a couple good friends that are sluts.
Miles,
are you a slut, Miles?
I'm not at all a slut.
I was a good guy.
Let's define what it means in order to be a slut.
No, see that's different. I think slut is different to everybody. Like a slut to me, like if a girl has sex with X amount of girls, like
a girl has sex with X amount of girls.
See, that's fine. But if a girl has, you know, to one girl, you know, or to one group of people, 10 might be normal, or to another, 3 might be a lot. You know, it all depends on your upbringing and how you view and how many people you've had sex with.
What do you think?
I think that...
How many guys do you think a girl makes a girl a slut?
It's totally relevant to... Or, I don't know. It depends what's going on in there, like what the situation is.
Oh, the life. See, you're one of those excuse makers.
If a girl hooks up with 10 guys in a year... That she might not be a slut if she's pacing him out every month or so.
10 guys, that's almost once a month.
All right, how about 5 in a year? She's not a slut unless the 5 are in like the same week. Then you're a slut for the next 6 months after that, you know, because you can't hook up with 5 guys in a week.
Slut wears off.
Yeah.
Last 6 months she was a slut, but she has picked her game up.
Yeah, she's been a good girl for about 8 months now, and no guys. She's good to go. I can date her now.
I also think the term slut is kind of it's a loose term. I think that you kind of...
Loose.
Well.
It's kind of it shows a sign of jealousy, I think, if you refer to someone else as a slut. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you are calling someone else a slut because so-and-so they did this, but even if it's not a big deal, it kind of shows that, hey, wow, I really am kind of like jealous. Like, that person's a good person, but I just want to call them a slut so I feel better about myself, even though they're not hooking up with me, you know?
I mean, that could be. I've never felt that way about someone. I just, you know.
Sounds like a personal experience.
Sounds like a you problem. He said, because they're not having sex with me.
Because I've never had that experience, not once in my life, no.
No, but I know what you're saying. Like, oh, so-and-so hooked up with so-and-so. What a slut.
Yeah.
Is she, you know?
No, she just attracted to somebody else other than you.
You're just upset that they're not hooking up with you and they're hooking up with other people.
Right. Okay. Every other guy's girlfriend to me is a slut because she's not with me.
Yeah, well, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wait, that's what you're saying. That's not what I think at all.
Mark, that's how you
but
feel.
But just to clear the air, we all know Miles is a good guy, and so is Mark. Mark is not as shallow as he sounds.
No, not at all.
No, you guys are good guys. You guys aren't.
Not me.
Ryan is a great guy. He's very kind to every female I've ever seen him talk to. He is very courteous. He is
always leaves them satisfied. I haven't heard a complaint yet.
Wow, that was on air, Mark. But
so how many?
I believe that Ryan is also single, though. So just a shout out to
Ryan is a very single, disease-free man.
Shout out
to you. I'm clean.
6'2", 6'3", light skin.
Got my flu shot.
And I just want to give a shout out to Miles for him and his going through the levels of love right now.
What level? What level are you at right now, Miles?
I think we're just past
six, I think.
Just past six, yeah.
This is big for Miles.
Just past the deep talk stage. Transitioning between deep talk and dating. Is that about
so
right?
So you're past your PR, your personal record. You're past
yeah, Miles is PRing right now.
Wow.
Miles has been taking it slow, which I think has benefited him in the long run.
Yep. And he's not trying to push the envelope on the levels of lust.
I just enjoyed level two a lot. That's why
What was level two?
Tell him, man.
Level two after the creeping stage was the awkward getting your number stage.
Was that your favorite level? Awkward getting your number stage?
I really enjoyed getting your number over and over and over.
I feel like that's just something you can do one time.
She's in my phone 9 times.
I think you enjoyed the nighttime smiley stage. Was that what you were referring to?
Yeah, that stage was good. Number
three. The texting stage?
The number three stage, yeah.
And shout out to Mark Lewis because he is the man. When I arrived here, Dominican, he let me live in his house and provided me with things. And he's also very eligible, the most eligible. Shout out to Kay Bizzle if you're out there listening.
The most eligible?
Yeah.
As opposed to
the least eligible would be?
You're less eligible than he is. Is that what you're saying?
But yeah, probably.
I don't know about that.
I'm not as good looking as Mark.
You guys have the same status, though, single. So
yeah, but Mark is more eligible because, I mean, look at him. He works in Sausalito. Come on now.
That's true.
Does that make a difference?
He's got a big J-O-B, if you know what I mean. Bring in the big bucks.
You know what I'm saying. Got a big old J-O-B.
Okay, well, it is 10, so.
We got 6 a.m.s in the morning.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kurt Bond.
Shout out to Kurt Bizzle.
So you guys have 6 a.m.s in the morning. I just got done with practice, so I don't have 6 a.m.s. Sorry.
Naturally.
I'm sorry. Cool. But that is the end of our show. Thank you, Ryan, Mark, and Miles, for the levels of love and stages of breakup.
Basics
of breakup.
Keep it loose.
Get it right. Get it tight.
Loose lips. Next week, I do want to talk about the levels of lust, though.
Okay.
That can be done.
Prepare some questions.
I think that would be
a little bit more fun.
I mean, I think you guys could talk about that more than levels of love. I think girls talk about more of levels of love. Guys talk about more levels of
love. I won't be here
lust.
Next week. I have a cold next week. I won't be here for levels of love. Lust.
You're going to have a cold next week.
Yeah, I feel it. Me. I didn't take the flu shot.
Me and Mark?
Me neither. Mine. I'll crush levels of lust. I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
That ain't me.
Neither.
That ain't me.
All right. So, that's the end of our show. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu. Tune in next week. Same time, same place. Thanks.